Roach is singing with us on the album.
Oh, wow. Well, time goes two songs together. When I see those songs, they're very different, obviously. They were written at very different times, etc. But there's something about relationship to place, in the case of Joy Train, relationship to the South, which is such a huge subject for you, Amy. And I would say increasingly so. And if you haven't heard Amy's wonderful recent album, If It All Goes South, this is a necessary album for those of us who live in the South, care about the South in the 2020s, really such a beautiful work. And then relationship to history, to literature, to those figures who we revere, and you know, being the same age, Virginia Woolf is everyone, every young would-be poet, dreamer, red-headed reader, like we do, had that frayed copy of Mrs. Dalloway or whatever.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
Yeah, so much. But so how do you translate these perspectives or these connections or these relationships into something compact like a lyric that others can then relate to?
I mean, for me, that chorus, you're all right, it's all right, you're all right, that's not my typical way of writing. So the verses are a little more in my typical narrative style. And, you know, I've just always, this is nothing unusual to have discovered, but the way that we affect each other, even those of us who aren't here anymore, and, you know, it's like no one has ever really gone. You know, we keep their stories alive and they affect us, and nothing comes from nothing. So, and I think about, Virginia Woolf. She went through a lot of shit, and she dealt with critics, and you know, because she was a woman and struggled with her mental health, was sexually abused by her brother, and on and on and on. And I found her life story riveting. So it was kind of hard to fit it all into a song, but I did try to say, you know, talk about the critics, and I found your diary, and that's always a little weird to me too. I wrote about that in the song Burn All the Letters. Like, you find someone's diary, it's strange to have it published. That's why I'm not fucking really diary. But what it did to me. So there was a lot to fit into the song, but in the end, I think like the way I wanted to keep that chorus simple was it's like it's okay. We all are going to join each other in the endless continuum of time. So that's a comfort to me.
And then over time, who you imagine addressing that to change, I've read. Like you thought about it in terms of immigrants, in terms of other people.
Absolutely right.
Marginalized.
Absolutely right. So it's great that it can change, that the colors of it can change, that the meaning can have something different. Because if it always stays the same meaning in my own experience of it, I'd probably get tired of seeing it. But because it can continue to live on and remind me of other things, other struggles, just the things you've mentioned, and then it gives the song a new life when you play it down the road.
Yeah. Well, thinking about the South and all of our relationships to the South, and people who I'm not Southern. Y'all are both from the South originally. I thought you were from the South originally.
I was born in Connecticut, but moved down to
Connecticut is south of Maine.
I mean, it's a sticking point for me because I truly feel Southern, you know, but it's kind of got to say no. Nope, I'm sorry.
It's sort of like Take Me Home, Country Roads isn't really about West Virginia. It's like about, I think it might be about Connecticut, but anyway, I don't know. That didn't work. It's probably about like the DC area, but anyway. I just want to get to the point of like talking about the South a little bit. And Amy, you have really taken this up as a subject. I think I feel it so much. And both of you together. I remember you made this video that was about the monuments and you made it tear it down, the song and the video, and actually showed activists doing that work.
Well, that song, Tear It Down, was written for Project Say Something, which is a group out of Florence. they're working hard dismantling racism. And at the time, they were, it was during the pandemic, and they were working to get a monument removed and relocated to a more of a contextualized location instead of in front of the courthouse, and the Confederate monument. And we went, yeah, we heard about this group through a friend of ours, and they're just amazing. And so we went to one of their actions, and they asked us to play, because I had been to a different action before, and then talked to them, and then they said, if you come back, we bring the guitars. And so, but that song was for them, was written sort of after that, and I just used a filmmaker down there that filmed them quite extensively, and so we worked together on the video, because I like the work. Yeah.
Well, perfect that it's Florence, Alabama, basically the home of the of Muscle Shoals, of the Swampers, of, you know, all the great Aretha records, so many great records
that's,
made there.
Yeah, that's their point, is that that area of Florence and Muscle Shoals, they've benefited so much from Black music and all of the profits from that and the tourism and the, you know, the accolades, but the communities are, there's still a lot of communities that need, they have a lot of need and need infrastructure, need public health, need all the things, and are very disenfranchised. And also there's a freaking Confederate monument at the place where they go get their driver's license and register to vote or whatever they do at the courthouse, you know, renew their property taxes or whatever. So they have to walk by that every day that they go to the courthouse, and it's a slap in the face, you know.
The reason why this feels appropriate right now is because Joy Train also, it feels like it's in part inspired by, say, the Staple Singers, or,
yeah.
You know, it has like a gospel
yeah.
feel. So how do you, and I mean, I'll just ask this bluntly, but like how is a white, as white performers, how do you incorporate and ally with those Black artists and legacies that are so essential to our culture, to our shared culture.
Well, I mean, it's a fine line between co-opting and using it as a as just your authentic truth of like what you're feeling at the time you write. So for me, you know, that song is really about the ghost of Medgar Evers and Martin Luther and Rosa Parks and Fannie Lou Hamer and all the great activists and all the indigenous activists and people that have passed on that have suffered and in the face of that we're still able to sing and be joyful. And so, you know, when I'm down I think, wow, like you have nothing to be, like just get it together and have joy, you know, because you've got all these people on your shoulder like speaking to you and talking about how important it is to celebrate life when you're alive and in the face of all that terrible stuff, you know, they were able to march and sing. And John Lewis, you know, our heroes, Stacey Abrams, all those people. So that's, you know, and whatever comes out, we can come out.
Well, you know, thinking about gospel music, and we were joking a little bit about worship music or the church basement or folk bass. I played folk bass myself. Love is the opening door. Oh, John, right? Yeah,
you did it too.
Yeah.
You did it too.
You did
it
too. You did that song.
Well, I did too when I was in seventh grade. I don't think you know. You might have known. But what is the feeling of gospel beyond the genre of gospel or the African American heritage of gospel that infuses what you do?
Well, I'm still a Jesus person, you know, just, I grew up in the church, and, I mean, I believe in a lot of things, you know, the Easter Bunny, just I believe in it, and, I'm a believer, so, I live in a mountain town. I've lived there for 30 years, and I love gospel music. I love white gospel, I love Black gospel, I love hearing the Hispanic groups sing in the area, and, to me, you know, I know it's all whatever, but I grew up in the church and I cannot take it out of you. It's in there. So for me, I really relate to that whole thing and just the strength it gives you to have a structure and a cosmos, you know, Joseph Campbell and the power of myth and all that. I think it's, you know, for me, it's true. I need it. I know it's patriarchal, but I have an internalized translator.
Even Ariana Grande said, what it got as a woman, so, you know, it's definitely something we can consider.
I mean, I think the gospel, the seed of gospel, it's all about community too.
Yeah,
it's about lifting your voice in community. And that's all Amy and I are, is our community.